starting the video, and then the audio starts, and then we do this action.
Get back in the cave, Jiegelmeister.
All right, it's a show. It's occurring. Showtime is occurring.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to make sure it's like doing the feed. Welcome to the Greasy Conversation thing. Show. It's episode 13.
Fuck, we're on 13 already?
Yeah.
I like get surprised every week by the episode number.
It goes up sequentially each time, and I know, it's always some kind of
weird, weird concept to me. I usually don't count things sequentially.
Really? Like anniversaries or?
Yeah, just, you know, every other, every three. Quadrennial celebrations, maybe thing.
Quadrennial?
Yep.
Like, what's that mean?
I have no idea. Maybe every four years or something?
I want it to be a thing. Anyhow, everybody, congratulations on being around still, because...
You made it.
Things are dangerous right now.
Yeah.
We're going to be insensitive and make jokes too early, because that's how we cope. So, disclaimer in advance. Fortunately for risk of offense, the country music fan population doesn't overlap our demographic that much.
Yeah.
I had a few people tell me on Facebook that they weren't worried about me because they knew I wasn't into country music. But the thing is, it's all music, it's all art. Just because I don't follow that art doesn't mean that it like couldn't have happened to some like weird noise show.
Yeah.
Or something that was that big.
Well, I guess the dude had like staked out other music festivals and like tried to get rooms near those locations.
Like LIB, that freaks me out.
Yeah,
I don't want
that was pretty weird.
Cloud hanging over such a young and important to our downtown economy as Life is Beautiful. In fact, like effect on Vegas economy in general is a concern. I should get near a mic when I talk to everybody. Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing it early. I've gone whole episodes like getting near the mic like the last quarter of the episode. But yeah, I bet you there's killer deals in Las Vegas right now. If you're listening from out of town, there's never been a better time to be a tourist. Lightning doesn't strike the same place twice. I bet you everyone's got killer deals. I bet you if you get a room at the Mandalay right now, it's a sick discount. Come on over, spend some money. Everyone's going to treat you awesome. Although there's like a weird perspective I'm definitely having being in Las Vegas with this. And the things people don't see outside of town or outside of the town where an event like this happens, because it's besides California always having earthquakes and mudslides and stuff. And when I live there, people always calling and family like, oh, were you in that fire? And like, no, it was only an eighth of the state that was on fire. I wasn't in that part. Since that hasn't happened to me in a long time, it's weird. All the stuff you wake up to on your phone and... First, there's multiple people asking if I'm okay. Well, I'm like, no, I slept normal. I slept pretty good. Thanks. It was not so bad. I snored less, I think. And then, like, Facebook has me check in. I didn't know that was a feature.
Yeah.
Where people can ask you to check in if you're okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I felt important. Like, I had some kind of military obligation to the state.
Right. No, I woke up and Jade was like, 50 people died. And I'm like, what? Like, it's still barely awake, you know? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about right now?
And yeah, then, it's not something you want to hear as your first words to wake up to in the morning.
But, you know, that's how we do, I guess.
We didn't do that when we made City Center. So many people died making that complex. This
wasn't
all at the same time. But, again, if you live outside of Vegas, that area that's the Cosmopolitan, the Aria, the Veer Towers, Mandarin Oriental... all those are part of one block called City Center. And it was, I think, the record for the most expensive single, like, construction project. And also record-breaking for people dying working on it. Especially Veer Towers. These two buildings go like an X.
Mm.
Like those palm trees they tie in front of In-N-Out. And they tie them together so they're an X. The buildings do that. And it was just killing construction workers like crazy. And
damn.
They'd get them off the site first so they didn't have to count it as a thing.
Oh, when they... Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I hate to, like, pull attention away from one tragedy, but, like, people are not going to remember the most recent tragedy before this one, which was City Center. It's awesome that it's making a lot of money for its owners and stuff now, but it was a long, drawn-out meat grinder of human beings, the whole construction of that thing. So, on that chipper note, welcome to the Greasy Conversation, episode 13. Yep. Welcome. It's Halloween early. Thank goodness this is not, like, right on top of Halloween. There's so many people would have to rethink their costumes, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
How many costumes have a gun or shooting involved in them somehow? Like, a lot. Like, especially, it seems like adult costumes, people are like, I'm a thing with blood on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a thing that I used to do for work with blood. I'm a nurse with blood. Oh, I'm a sandwich maker with blood.
I went postal for Halloween. Yeah.
Whatever you had as your previous occupation, not costume with
blood. That's why I always played it safe as a kid. Vampire. Or ninja. Only two costumes as a kid.
Those are pretty easy.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. One time I was a space cowboy and I had a time belt. This was fourth or fifth grade. And it just had like lights and little circuit boards that lit up and stuff strapped to a belt. But I had to wear that belt for the next week afterwards.
The time belt.
Yeah. I've got it figured out now where I'm trying to do Halloween before Halloween. Because otherwise, it's just I want to just drag it out for the next week or two. Just wear whatever my costume was until it stinks.
Just wear it the whole month.
Yeah. I've chosen my lifestyle around choosing occupations that I can wear a Halloween costume to as much as possible before I'm told it's awkward.
That's a good policy to have.
The most maximum of that would probably be something more like children's entertainy, though. Just like...
clowns.
Yeah. But that's only if that's your specific Halloween thing. You can't be like, vampire today, but you're supposed to be a clown normally.
Oh, yeah.
Although if people are immune enough to clown terror to put up with a scary-ass clown, they're probably not going to notice if you're a vampire one day.
Vampire clown. Best of both evils.
That's hot. I think that's really sexy. Yeah. Vampire clown.
They're in this year.
Oh, I got to put on the headphones to test... talk. See, no amount of tragedy is going to take away our fun, because then entropy wins, that eternal principle of physics of things degrading and dissolving into disarray, and the inevitable return to dust that befells us all in the end. Until then, saying things spooky over voiceovers, saying things spooky over... Oh, my head. Did I do it twice? My headphone stopped at the same time that I did that. Man, did you ever like... that was like a parachute ripcord moment. Like, oh no! Anyway.
Did I not pull my ripcord?
Yeah, it seemed like...
the second one.
I thought I became deaf suddenly, but it's just...
it just happened.
I grab the headphones that have a dirty connection, because I'm like that. There we go. Yeah. All right, the richness, the audible... juice. So, ton of news, obviously. We already dug into that. But do you want to take a break and see what the Wheel of Wheels might tell us to do?
Yeah.
All right. Wheel moment. That's not...
we don't need all that news all piling on the brain at once.
Nah, nor did I full screen the wheel because you're not worth it. Let's write a movie.
Yeah, it's that time again?
Yeah.
All right.
We've got other baloney stuff to prattle along about, so let's get whimsical first.
Movies. Right. How do they make them?
Movie. Okay.
Lots of sexual harassment, apparently.
I'm going all the way down to setting. All right, setting wheel. Prepare. For those of you in listener land not seeing visually, or that can't see because I had the wheel not where you could even see it. Zoo, setting. Spun the setting wheel, it lands on zoo. In a zoo.
In the world. That's a zoo.
That's the part I look forward to every week, more than anything or more than any content research. Just how delicious it's going to be to whisper things close to the mic while there's a stinger like that.
Right.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to my fun. If you need to cheer up over there at home, get yourself some sound effects like this and just
play them
randomly
the
and whisper to strangers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even your loved ones, friends, just bust one out. I need a sandwich. Are we out of ham?
This summer, the animals run wild in their cages. In the zoo. That this movie takes place in this summer.
We're already all excited because zoos. Oh, and I got on a plane. Zoo plane.
All right.
I think this is going to be animated. Also, on a plane is a respin. So we're getting a zoo third setting. Zoo was a respin? Yeah. No, zoo wasn't, but I just wanted another setting. Respin. Shoot. Oh, microscopically inside one of the cast. Yeah.
Yeah.
So people get shrunk down and put inside one of the characters.
Oh, shit. Does the whole plane zoo get shrunk down?
Dude, I think airplane so. Zoo inside somebody. Oh man. That's a respin, too. Can we get one more setting?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh.
Let's just pile them on there. I mean, the person who it gets injected into has to be somewhere.
Yeah.
He can't be on the plane.
Totally. Let's find out.
Maybe it gets injected to him after he, like, jumps off the plane.
One more setting. Wall Street.
It's going to be like one fucked up Interspace ripoff.
Yeah. Inside a stockbroker.
Oh, man.
Inside the markets. Oh, I keep literally spinning this thing around to where... All right. Pastel for the ladies.
Female lead.
Scarlett Johansson.
Probably my favorite Johansson.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been stoked on a Johansson. I spun it again. We need two female leads.
Yeah. How about two female leads, no male lead this time?
Beyonce, no male lead. Will Smith?
Yeah, we got to do Will Smith.
Beyonce, ScarJo
got the old...
Good old ScarJo. Willie Smith. All right. Independence Day, Will Smith. Welcome to Earth.
Someone's punching a stockbroker.
Okay, we got settings. All we need is some extra plots. Although, settings gave us some plots. That's the best. Plots!
We're going to have some guide plots.
Give us your guidance plots today. Paranormal Activity.
Vito, I think we did that one last time. We
no. Had it's Halloween. Something on a plane. Everything else is paranormal anyway.
Yeah.
It's too thick of
ice. Plus, like, Paranormal Activity's fucking boring.
Road Trip.
Oh.
Road Trip inside the human body in a plane. Right.
Yeah.
Also, there's a zoo.
It's a plane, but it can't fly. It can only drive because it's in a person.
Taxiing only. And then the other plot is over the top. Like this was going to be under any tops.
Over the top road trip. What does that even mean? We're going to have to wax philosophical about this.
Wow. So we're going to make this over the top because it wasn't extreme enough to get shrunk down and go inside one of the cast.
First of all, zoo plane. ScarJo and Beyonce are the pilots.
And they're just fixing everyone's problem. Like, we're living in a world where, you have pneumonia? Well, we got to get tiny and climb inside. Oh, you're upset about a breakup? Well, we've got to get shrunk down and go inside.
Like what if it's like a tour?
That'd be awesome.
Like they're supposed to go on a tour inside someone, and it kind of goes off the rails, road trip style.
But not a theme park, because it's not Rick and Morty.
Yeah, no, we ain't going that route. But there should be, like, people already inside this guy that somehow got trapped in there from a previous tour, and they've, like, started their own society and reproduced, and there's, like, different areas of the body where you can go to, like, a bar.
So it's like Australia, where at first people were just banned and sent inside this body, like, oh, we don't have room in prison anymore, so we shrunk the prisoners and put them inside a human body. And then they grew, reproduced, and those children grew up tiny inside this body, and now it's a continent. And they're declaring freedom, and they're tired of tariffs.
But they have tons of things to go see. What do you call those? I don't know. Shit you see on tours. You know what I'm saying.
Landmarks?
Yeah, those places to drink, to get a little rowdy. We got to have something to kick it off.
Pubs.
Bars. All right. So why is the So, hold on. It's a tour, but there's also a zoo on the plane.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a zoo inside the body, too. There's a couple zoos. This movie is zoo heavy. It's zoo rich.
Shrunken zoo plane.
Yeah, there's a zoo that sponsored the movie, so we had to work it into the plot on a couple levels. Yeah,
several times. They're real anal meisters about it. Shrunken zoo tour.
Yeah, like characters keep breaking the fourth wall to tell you about an animal. It's like there's stuff going on, and like a monkey lands on this female character that ScarJo's playing, and everything all has to stop in that moment so she can be like, this animal's actually related to the look at the big eyes. Yeah. He uses those to catch the
Did you
sonar.
Know that the macaw?
Yeah.
Like, what? I like it. It's educational. We should have someone that's like really heavy handed. That's like anti-zoo. Like animals should be free. And then it's just, you know, that argument constantly gets brought up, but never resolved. It just gets started. Never resolved because then something exciting happens and not totally boring.
Well, that person has to keep getting discredited and knocked down and be like worse than a villain, but like a jester because we're sponsored by zoos.
Yeah.
So we have to frame like anti-zoo people in a negative light to keep it greenlit.
Yeah, no,
I love all those political things behind our movies.
And then anytime that person starts getting on their anti-zoo sentiment, we're just gonna have some good old folks being like, "But I love animals.
Yeah,
don't you want us to visit animals? Why do you hate humans getting to know animals?
Don't you like traditions passed upon generations? As a grandchild, I saw animals in cages, and it was a good time."
As a person who's been to the zoo, I love zoos. And you're stupid. I love it. All right. So it's Shrunken Zoo Tour. This time they're going inside the mind of a serial stockbroker. I was going to say serial killer stockbroker, but serial stockbroker sounds better, I think.
Serial. Yeah, because, you know, he's murdering the markets.
Totally.
Oh. He's murdering the markets.
This summer.
He's making money irresponsibly.
But he's... So when the tour gets injected into his body, I don't know who does that. Someone, you know. Well, the plot device. Doesn't matter. And as they're going on their road trip through his body on the plane... That doesn't fly, that also has a zoo in it. They stop at some pubs, they get drunk. Then we got ScarJo drunk driving the plane. Not endorsing drunk driving, but it's a plane, so it's okay in this case.
There was a major news about airline pilots getting caught drinking on the job.
Oh, yeah, it's I don't want to say common, but I've met some pilots, and all of them drink a shit ton.
Oh, man. Speaking of macaws that you mentioned earlier, a couple subjects ago, did you hear about the macaws that have, like, taught each other English in the wild, but it's just, like, swear words?
What?
So there's wild macaws and, like, pet birds have mingled in and come back from captivity after learning a bunch of swear words and taught them as, like, bird calls and slang to wild birds. So there'll be whole... murmurations of macaws in South America and stuff, cussing at people and shit.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
Shitbag.
Fuck.
Shitbag.
Because it already sounds like a... I don't know if shitbag is popular enough. It'd be like punto or like...
It should be.
Because it's like more Spanish speaking in the...
I would.
We can go like missionaries to those birds, but instead of spreading religion to them is like a new... Like when we first discovered there's... human beings like in the South America and stuff, it was like Catholicism right away.
Yeah.
Then Mormonism now it's like we're gonna convert your birds, but we're gonna do it super atheist. We're gonna make these birds so atheist they're gonna cuss at each other and totally like talk you out of the like God's not real.
The birds love
spread
it.
Atheist propaganda.
I love it.
This is my new favorite diabolical plot.
Yeah.
I want donations for this.
Yeah.
Send me to South America. I'm going to proselyte atheism to a newly sentient species, welcoming them to intelligent life on Earth, welcoming them eye to eye with mankind as a thinking species that we can converse dignified with and use them to do our bidding for our own agenda right away.
I love it. There's going to be a GoFundMe up after this.
Yeah. I mean, people are trying to get other people to do their own bidding for their agenda. Who's hitting up the animal kingdom for minions?
Not enough people. That's for damn sure. Don't give them animals enough credit.
Groundbreaking. That was me breaking ground.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, wait. You know what you do? We want to turn the... Oh, no. It's not quantized. You know what? Okay. So...
All right. We got our serial stockbroker. We go on a road trip. We're drunk driving on the plane now. And then we make it to the brain. We find out the reason.
Gonna make it to that, the brain.
that this guy is a serial stockbroker is because there's a band of rebels that have posted up in his brain, a little tiny people that were left over in his brain, and they started their own colony in his brain.
Oh, they're like boonies.
And whatever they're doing, it just makes this guy be a serial stockbroker.
It just makes him want to trade.
Yeah. He's just. Buy, sell. don't sell that yet.
That part sounds crazy boring.
That's why I was like, the serial stockbroker actually doesn't sound exciting at all.
Yeah, we don't need to, not a lot of exposition necessarily on that part.
It just says buy, sell, that's it.
Sell in a little bit.
Yeah.
wait, it's a lot of that.
And bonuses.
Yeah. Yelling at people over a phone.
Right. And then, so they have to take these people out for some reason because they're all assholes. All the people in his brain are all assholes. That's why this guy acts like an asshole. Because he's got assholes who just rub their assholes all over his brain. Tiny assholes.
Bad tourists.
Yeah. So then.
This doesn't reflect well in Australia.
All the animals break out of Zooplane. They were released by a snake. He unlocked all the cages.
Oh, yeah, and more sentient species on this movie. That's a running thing.
Yeah, and then Will Smith jumps out of his ear, because Will Smith is a zookeeper. He jumps out of his ear as he's, like, growing back to normal size, just so he can punch this guy, like, mid-transformation.
Whoa, so he jumps out of a person that he then punches.
Yeah.
Right after, oh, man.
Because he's, like, jumping out. It's like Ant-Man, but he, like, jumps out of the ear, and then he's, like, growing as he's jumping out. And when he's, like, half size, he, like, turns and punches him in midair.
Wow. Yeah, that's an action movie first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, you just justified our CG budget.
Yeah, they should double that.
Just for that scene.
Yeah.
That's like the 3/4 the budget of the movie is that. But legendary, man. That's going to be on a top 10 of all kinds of lists of things.
Top 10 of the best top 10 lists.
It's going to get an Oscar for being on top 10 lists.
Yeah, they just created a new category just for that scene.
Yeah. Most awards won award.
Most awards won for being on the most top 10 awards shows lists.
Most blogged.
All right, I love it. That's the movie. That's it. Nothing really gets resolved. They end up staying inside of the man. They can't unshrink themselves for some reason because some animal sabotaged the unshrink ray, and that's their story.
Someone has to fall in love too, though.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson falls in love with a fish.
Ah, interspecies love again. This is how all the sponsorship works.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just like the SeaWorld Association sponsors this movie.
I love it. And just the thought of like Scarlett Johansson trying to be romantically involved with a fish seems hilarious to me. Her trying to actually act that out.
I would love to see that. Because fish seem so impatient. Fish don't seem very romantic like when they're alive. They're always up to something.
This one's a smooth operator.
Few fish were able to break through to me. This one, he was determined.
He reads my soul.
Also, I had food.
Yeah, so what? It's a tiny zoo plane road trip tour.
Tiny zoo plane road trip tour. Subtitle, The Smell of the Sea awaits you forever.
All right. I love that. That's a wrap.
The Smell of the Sea awaits you forever.
That's a wrap. Let's get that to the post.
Get that out of here.
Right.
I never want to talk about another movie again after how much I'm excited about that one.
Yeah.
That one changed my life. And
you don't need to go see any movies after that. It's got everything.
Nah. It's got everything you wanted for fall and summer, but not spring.
It's true. All right. Wheel time. What do we got?
We got more news. Wheels. We're going to see what the wheel says. Oh, wheel. Oh, now. Gonna do another wheel with another dramatic sound. Oh, this one is news. All right.
All right. So I guess we got to delve into the rest of the madness that's plaguing our existence.
Oh, the Zoom doesn't work there. So, hey, local Las Vegas news, since everyone's paying attention to Las Vegas right now. We have a First Friday in our arts district, and it's having its 15-year anniversary.
Oh, shit.
Because we're like an actual town with real people that live there, and not just the headline people.
And not just one street where all the hotels are.
Yeah. It really does feel awkward, like it's not the same town anymore. It doesn't feel like it belongs to me in the same way. It feels like the whole world, or at least the nation, took possession of my city all of a sudden and is talking about like my area like they have some ownership of it. And like a primal part of me is irrationally offended by what's totally positive and like good natured caring.
Right.
Just because I don't like the attention for something that negative, especially when it has the chance of economically affecting me. But no one's mentioning dude's name. I don't even remember dude's name. And for once ever, the news is like, hey, we're going to actually not immortalize this dude's name.
Yeah, they did mention his name quite a bit, though.
Initially.
Yeah.
But not so much lately.
Yeah.
Like in Harry Potter, like I forgot that dude's name already just because they're so adamant that
we
don't say his name.
Yeah.
Totally. There's probably someone listening to this that's like screaming that guy's name.
Right.
Well, keep it to yourself.
Like, no, I know his name. I'm just not going to, you know.
Yeah. I forgot it on purpose.
Yeah.
It's like the game that a lot of people probably just lost because I brought it up just now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm just basking in that for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, okay. What else we got?
Oh, I found it really interesting that it was bump stocks.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a gat crank was more likely. To say that out of context might be weird for some people not following it as much, but a lot of people thought that his rifles were like modified to be fully automatic, when technically they weren't. They're still semi-automatic, but with the bump stocks, the whole front of the gun would bounce off one shoulder, making the trigger able to rapid fire that way.
Yeah, it's pretty close to
Yeah, it's really, automatic. Really close. And then a gat crank is a thing that bolts in there and you turn a crank and it flips the trigger a bunch of times.
Yeah. And I've heard like a lot of weird arguments because, you know, anytime this happens, wherever, you get the people who want gun regulations, or then, you know, the staunch like Second Amendment people who are like, everyone needs guns to protect ourselves from everyone who has guns.
Yeah.
But I've seen some funny ones like, because a common argument is like, well, he would have just done it with something else. And I've heard like pipe bombs, a truck, Molotov cocktails.
Not killing that many people.
And injuring almost like 600 people. And then the funniest one was this video on YouTube.
That's frustrating and ignorant, considering like that's a huge amount of people that died. It really is difficult to do that with any other machinery.
Yeah. And but this guy... So this guy, he's in a gun range. He's like, this is a rifle. If I use it to assault someone, it's an assault rifle. And he like shoots it downrange, you know, fires off a couple shots. And then he picks up a golf club and says, this is a golf club. If I use it to assault someone, it's an assault golf club. And he runs down the range to the target and starts swinging at it. And I'm like, you just proved the fucking point that, like, you can do shit with guns. You can't do with other things that, yeah, yeah, they can harm people, but a gun is specifically designed to cause massive injury to,
yeah,
people,
I would
or
say
animals.
Which of these devices took more effort on your part to use in,
yeah,
this case?
Like, even if, I mean, I'm not, like, anti-gun or saying take all the guns away, but, you know, harm reduction should be a concept we should consider.
Yeah.
Or just when talking about it, you know.
Also, have you been amazed about how much it's, like, a mental health awareness issue this time and not the other dang shootings that no one brought that up with?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as it's a white guy doing a mass shooting, oh, it's mental health, it's a mental health issue. But if it's brown people, it's just terrorism every time.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, and also that, like, a lot of the lawmakers who were trying to pass the recent healthcare bill, the repeal and replace, like, didn't put in a lot of provisions for the health company to, or requirements for them to, like, need to offer health insurance in the packages or,
yeah,
mental health.
Even provisions for talk therapy, I think, are hugely underrated. And I've been saying forever that there's a stigmatization of mental health in the United States that,
yeah,
gets in the way of literally everybody needing the help they need at different times in their life and stuff. Not that that would have helped in this case. This guy was pretty determined and he wasn't talking to anybody.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, new news. This is only a couple hours old, but a perfect segue to it. There is an ISIS-inspired plot that targeted Times Square and the NYC subway. And that was foiled because the people involved in that plot started talking to an NSA representative that was pretending to be an ISIS sympathizer.
Oh,
so
no shit.
By, like, making a community and, like, bragging and talking about his plot, he got totally foiled and his whole group of people got totally foiled. And in that case, okay, awesome. We were in there sneaking around pretending to be ISIS. There was a thing that we could be done. With this situation, this guy was really, seemed like he was really in the dark. I don't think he let many,
yeah,
like,
he didn't
clues
seem to
out.
Let anyone know or any notes or reason or anything, which is,
I,
like,
mean, his girlfriend might have known. She was,
yeah,
conveniently.
But she's not, she didn't say anything, whether she did or not, but it's,
and also she's Australian, just to bag on Australia all day for no reason.
I think that's tripping out people too, is that there's no, like, motive. You can't just say, like, this guy hated the government or whatever, you know. Or,
yeah.
Like, common reasons that people usually...
It's talking about motives is fun, though. It's a fun game, whether people want to admit that they're enjoying it or not. But, like, I thought, hey, what if he's trying to make a point that's, like, anti-gun in an extreme ironic way by going after a crowd that's particularly... likely to be pro-gun compared to other musical genres. There's probably a lot of, like, pro-gun folk in that crowd, but then why would he have that many guns? It doesn't fit with the profile of someone that would be trying to have an anti-gun message.
Yeah.
Let alone that radically.
Yeah, and then, well, and that, like, feeds in, because there's already, you know, tons of conspiracy theories and, like, oh, there are multiple shooters. It's a false flag operation that comes after every mass shooting. It's always a fucking false flag. All of the people were actors.
Yeah, Trump hired him to distract everybody with a good old-fashioned distraction of mass shooting action so that no one would notice Trump killing Tom Petty. So Trump was able to murder Tom Petty in cold blood in the dark while we were all distracted by this mass shooter, who was a shill, mind you, a shill for the Trump agenda. And,
but he was also paid off by George Soros.
Yeah, and you know who else just got out of prison?
He was double dipping.
George Soros helped for sure. And OJ. OJ just got out of prison. And he's living in Las Vegas near a golf course.
He's been right under our noses the whole time.
Of course, Trump hired OJ.
To hire this guy.
Mm-hmm. And then also OJ killed Tom Petty with focused microwave energy too, by the way.
Yeah.
Boundary layer conversion of two high frequency waves making... interference pattern that made a low frequency resonance that was then able to break Tom Petty's heart because OJ the scientist, a shill for Trump.
Holy shit. That, I think you just blew the lid off this whole,
yeah,
operation.
Focused microwave energy, boundary layer conversion. Tom Petty was a victim of OJ again. No disrespect to Tom Petty. He rules. Of all musicians and artists that have passed in the last couple of years, that's like a bigger deal to me than Prince, bless his heart, David Bowie. Loved these people, but Tom Petty felt like closer. Tom Petty felt closer to my generation, although still not. But I mean, he was there doing fresh stuff when I was first like introduced to VH1. I first got cable in my home.
Yeah.
There was Tom Petty doing fresh new things, but also being like a legend with other old people. He was just like always around, and every album has songs that I love off of it from him. I don't even know every album of everyone else that passed away lately. I'm just not that cool.
No one is, man.
No.
No one is.
Tom Petty forever. So that's why I'm immortalizing him by dragging him into another Trump conspiracy.
Yep.
Because I know he'd high-five me about it, at least in my dreams. I don't have any sympathetic sounds, so I'm making no sound effect right now.
Oh.
But yeah, that's a thing. I feel a little insensitive also because I latched onto the ray of light when CBS was like, hey, sorry, LAPD, like, told us that he died and he's not officially dead yet. And then my post about that, like, yay, suckers, Tom Petty's not dead, woo, had, like, people post, like, no, it's no brain activity, it's not looking good.
Yeah, he's not dead yet.
No, you look like an asshole just pretending that.
Yeah.
Accept it.
You just want to hold on to that ray of hope that, like, Tom Petty will pull out, but he didn't.
He did not in this way, but he left behind immortality, the likes of few.
And there's always heaven. Right.
Yeah.
That's a song by someone, I'm sure.
Petty Heaven.
Yeah.
It's got to be a good one. Did you remember, like, that Let's Roll Another Joint lyric in You Don't Know How It Feels to Be Me? That song? I don't know if that's the title necessarily. Anyway, when that busted out on VH1, they narbled the word joint. They, like, garbled it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the first times that they, like, garbled a word instead of just blanking it out to censor it. So he said, let's roll another ganache. I was like, why is it like an NG sound?
Another ganache.
It was like ganache.
Ganache.
I listened to it a billion times. Yeah. It was clearly ganache.
That's hilarious.
With the pronouncing the NG sound. But in his voice, in like rolling out, is like that, let's roll another ganache. Let's head on down that road. And like, why? If you're going to garble a word, I understand making it not sound like the word, but can it at least rhyme?
Or be an actual word?
Yeah. And we're all going to guess what it is when ganache doesn't rhyme with point.
Yeah.
And what else would we roll that rhymes with point?
Yeah.
It's just hopeless. Thanks, VH1.
So dumb.
That's my favorite Tom Petty memory.
I love it.
Oh, I have a quote before I forget. I have a super juicy quote. Get ready.
All right.
Okay, I quote, I wish there was some pocket of rock and roll still going strong, but there isn't. I think rap is probably the only form of music out that continually has something to say. Guess who said that?
Kanye West?
No, his big brother Tom motherfucking Petty. That was Tom Petty in 1990.
Really?
Yeah, because you know, after 1990, it got gangster and soul-outy. But then there was still like hope for it as new expression.
Hmm.
Yeah. I didn't think, like, at that point, it really hadn't, like, hip-hop was the nugget of juice that was getting labeled as rap and reemerged after the bullshit of the late 90s and, like, murder banging. Was all that was like on the tube. All
right.
The nugget of old school soul and reviving the spirit of the streets mixed with the funk, that sweet funk, that reemerged as what I consider hip hop today. Anyway.
We need more of it.
That was worth a stinger. I got somewhere to sting again.
Yeah.
Yeah, stinging. Ooh.
We be stinging.
Tom Petty respected rap. Motherfuckers.
Boom shakalaka.
Yeah. Tom Petty. Kanye's adopted dad.
Are they going to, like, drop a posthumous Tom Petty rap album?
Oh.
He had to have recorded one.
He probably talked enough that it could be.
Oh, you could just splice up a bunch of Tom Petty saying shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone's going to do it.
How bad would it be to just auto-tune him a bunch, too? That's I kind of am curious, as disrespectful as that is, someone's got to give me a taste of that.
Someone just do it.
Just to know, like Kanye-flavored Tom Petty. I want to hear Drake-flavored Tom Petty.
No.
No. Yes. Okay. So we talked about the plots that were foiled by people rattling their big mouths. And also, did you hear about how ISIS is failing to recruit women? And, like, now trying to recruit women is just totally, like, looks really desperate on their part. Like, we can't get anyone recruited. We're down to... And women are like, no, this is dumb. We thought this was going to be, like, a fresh government, and you all lied to us so you could use your coup government and religion to, like, war on your neighbors and pillage. And it's disgusting, and they know better. So that's looking really... I want to say it's looking awesome because it's looking like the end of that kind of organization.
Yeah, it's looking like shitty for them.
Yeah. Oh, Trump rolling back access to free birth control.
Yeah, I heard about that, which I don't even know if I can process all that stuff right now, like healthcare debates and like should businesses be allowed to determine like...
Well, I have an interesting thought on this. So if businesses... don't do anything about maternity leave, there's no maternity benefits anymore, maternity benefits are obsolete, then naturally birth control would be like, hey, just keep plugging away as robots if you're not, we're not going to help you reproduce. But with neither of the two, what does that leave? Like, no maternity leave, no birth control, just...
Yeah, it seems like so screwed up, and then, like, you know, all the religious... people will be anti-abortion as well. And it's like, well, first of all, you're not going to outlaw abortions. That's just not going to happen. It just goes on the black market. If you really want to reduce abortions, birth control is the fucking way to do that. Like, that will accomplish your goal. If you just let people fucking have sex with and use birth control, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing just is crazy to me.
What I left out with what I was saying about the company, though, or a company or someone's employer is, who have you ever met that's either used or not used birth control because of its availability where they worked? I've never picked up a condom or heard or been dating a girl who picked up her ortho at her, like, workplace, or even, like, that I knew the workplace had anything to do with it.
Well, no, it's that the company, if they have a strong religious or moral
thing against birth control.
Yeah, against birth control, they don't have to get healthcare plans that include birth control. Which seems like silly to me. It's like, just get a plan
that includes birth control and don't use it.
It covers what it covers. Like, it shouldn't be up to you to micromanage like a health plan like that. Like, what if you just get, you know, a package plan for all your employees and it happens to have birth control covered in it, and you'd be like, oh, no, can't get that. Like, we aren't going to do business with you unless you nix the birth control. We don't want anyone getting fucking birth control on our dime.
And it's not like they're grinding it up and putting it into the cafeteria food.
Yeah, I mean, like, the cost is probably, I mean, it minuscule, so that it doesn't even matter. It's this.
If you don't want birth control, don't eat at the company cafeteria.
Yeah, right. Like,
because it's in the orange juice.
It seems so insane to me that, like, companies can put forward the beliefs of people who run them onto everyone who works there. Like, you're a company, not a monastery.
Yeah, like, if nunnery. You're working for a company that's really pro, like, gendered binariness, like, super Bible about it, and you're like, what if your company is super adamant about which gender pronoun is used with you? Like, no, because of how you're dressed, you'll be addressed as a male. I don't care. Like, how weird would that be?
Right. Women are supposed to wear skirts that extend past their knees. You're wearing slacks. Like, we do not approve. You are a man now.
I don't care if everyone calls you him, and you, but, like, what's in your pants, we're going to check as part of your interview process.
Oh, man. That's great. Madness. There's so many things.
Also, you have to be circumcised to work here.
Yeah, right? Like, doesn't that seem crazy? I think it does.
I want foreskin reconstruction surgery. Like, I want foreskin back.
Yeah.
I want it back.
Then you have to time travel for that one.
No, man, I can get that plastied on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can totally have it.
That's super glue?
No, man, that didn't last last time. Oh. So this time it's going to get seriouser. Yeah, no, it has to be like blood vessels in it and stuff.
Do what you got to do, man.
So now there's controversy about Columbus statues. And it's only less cut and dry for me because I don't know as much about Columbus. I just hear he was kind of a dick. But it's like so long ago that I just don't remember anymore.
Yeah. Well, I know the general, what we are generally taught in school, where he's like, you know, super guy who teaches Indians about Thanksgiving or what the fuck ever the story goes.
Like, teaches them how to use their corn.
Right, yeah. You can just eat it off the cob, guys.
Like, yeah, that's why we gave it to you to eat it.
Right? No, but generally, yeah, he was kind of a dick, so.
Yeah, it seems like maybe those statues should go inside somewhere, too, and the double standard should, you know.
Yeah, and maybe we should just, like, stop caring so much about fucking statues.
The problem is that he's Italian, so the Italian-American community is involved now.
Oh, shit.
So it's not just, like, regular upset white people. Uh-oh. It's a whole nother level.
It's going to be riots now.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me, because I generally don't care about hardly anything. And I'm like, who fucking cares? Like, it's dumb. Who cares?
Yeah,
it's
move
a fucking
it.
Statue.
Let's move all the statues. Let's move every statue.
Just the museum of statues. That's where they need to go. Hey, these are all statues. Like,
every statue. Let's
move $5. Have fun. Great. They're all statues.
That would be awesome. Statue land.
Right?
Do you like statues? We've got every statue in the whole world.
Oh, shit.
They're all here. Like, United States statues.
There's rides. There's like a roller coaster. You can only ride one person at a time because all the other seats are filled with statues.
They're all cement and the rides run all crappy. Right. Cement people. Arms are breaking off and hitting people.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I love it.
It's a Ferris wheel. All of this, like, full of statues.
Hella slow.
Hella slow Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel that goes slower than normal.
Oh, man. The concrete industry.
Do you like your Ferris wheel to take its time? Do I get to sweet talk you before it does the business?
Invest in concrete.
Buy concrete.
So Rex Tillerson, our Secretary of State, called Trump a moron?
Yeah.
Juicy.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Is that why he hired that shooter to distract us from that news of getting called a moron?
Probably.
Man.
Like, he can't stand, like, any negative criticism.
I'm
glad someone
Rex
in the White
OJ.
House, like, finally said something. Like, okay, this...
Concise.
Whatever. At least finally someone's acknowledging it that, you know what? I don't think Trump's all there, man. he doesn't sound... I mean, man, I've heard little kids with larger vocabularies. Honestly. Like, it's surprising that people are just like, oh, he's great. And it's like, he sees the world in such black and white, like, it's either good or bad, you're winning or losing, and, like, that's it. There's no gray area.
Yeah. It's like our driver was related to the person giving the driving test. Someone let this person get a pass.
Right? Oh, man. So crazy to me.
Yeah.
Someone finally said it. I hope he just says it every fucking day.
Yeah.
I hope everyone else in the White House starts saying it.
Oh, our bus driver went to that small town DMV. Oh, man. We're like, part of your driving test includes a dirt road.
Right.
There's like one light. I pulled that trick when I didn't pass my first driving test. I went to like this boondocks town. I can't even remember the name of it. It was like the one paved road had that DMV on it.
Oh, God.
That was an easy driving test.
It's like, all right, go around the loop.
Yeah. Most of the line for the DMV is outdoors.
Oh, man.
Looks like a smog shack.
Yeah, right. Just a little hut. Here's your license.
We'll send you the plastic one later for now.
First, you got to see if you can spit this tobacco in that pot across the room. That's part of the test.
Sorry, your receipt's handwritten. Let me take the yellow copy. Oh, man.
Oh, shit. I love it.
So the death toll in Puerto Rico is suspiciously low. like, they've been interviewing people, like morgue people and stuff, that mm-hmm. have been like, hey, it's weird that they're reporting this few deaths because a lot more people have died.
Yeah.
But they're just being not counted as part of the storm. So it's like, hey, if you only have this number of people that probably died related to the storm, but just deaths in general among only 3 million people, which is like the size of our Tri-Cities area in Las Vegas, it's only that many people. If there's a bunch more deaths, it's probably to do with that one thing that killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Probably from that.
And caused like the entire infrastructure to go out, so that things that were keeping people alive that required power, they died, you know. I mean, there's a level of separation there. You know, they're not gonna, like, the storm didn't stab them.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't have died if the storm hadn't destroyed everything. Probably.
One time, I was dating a girl, and she played me something on the guitar, and I thought she was pretty new at the guitar, and I said something about that, and it turned out she had been playing guitar for a long time, just obviously not putting that much effort into it from my point of view. But saying that was very awkward.
Yeah.
It's very, not a lot of friendly warmth from her direction implying.
Oh, I imagine not.
That, yeah, no. But it reminded me, I got that exact same feeling hearing Trump talk about how, like, oh, there's, like, worse storms. Thank goodness.
Oh, man.
There wasn't even, like, a view of, like, well, thank goodness it wasn't worse. It was like, you know, I thought this was a bigger deal than it was.
Right.
Guys, let me name other tragedies that are worse than your tragedy.
Dude, he was so all over the place, though.
It felt so fucking awkward.
Oh, man. And then talking about, like, how they're running the budget up.
Yeah, you guys are costing me a lot of money.
Yeah, you guys are throwing our budget out of whack, but it's okay.
Throwing our budget out of whack.
Right.
How disrespectful. He didn't tell Houston that
man.
Throwing our budget out of whack.
I kept hearing people wondering if he knew that Puerto Rico was a U.S. territory.
Yeah, like, that would make his whole thing make a lot more sense, as if he was just like, well, hey, other country, our country has some stuff pretty bad, and they're like, hey, we're supposed to be your country too, supposedly.
We tried to become a state.
Yeah, we've wanted to be in your country for a minute, but you promised us you'd at least hook us up when we got destroyed.
Right.
Because we got no other country, we're not just a country of 3 million people.
Right.
It's not... like the city of what is a city that I'm trying to think of others. Those most American cities, like, they're not big enough to be a country. That's my point. So, yeah, I think it's time that we had a 51st state and we adopted these fine people, considering the fact that a ton of our pharmaceuticals and medical supplies are made there.
Yeah.
So this territory where 90% of this 3 million occupying land mass or whatever, 90% of it has no power. Where are we going to, in as little as 7 weeks, we could be out of catheters. The highest selling drug, I forget what it's called, but the pharmaceutical drug that is sold the most of is made there.
Yeah.
We don't know how much of some of these drugs are made in other countries or made in other places at all. So there could be, like, a massive drought of certain super important medications. And catheters. We could be all up a creek without a catheter with this Puerto Rico situation. I had no idea it's where a bunch of catheters were made.
Right. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Next time I need a catheter, I'm going to be fucking pissed at Trump and pissed at Bounty. Like, what? Paper towels don't get me catheters.
Right.
That's going to be the title of this episode, this podcast. Paper towels don't give me catheters.
Just shove it up there. Shove a paper towel up there.
Oh, I heard your children have no food that they're old enough to eat. There's no baby food. Have some paper towels. Mush that pulp up and feed that to your youngins.
Oh, my God. Fucking
T-shirt cannons with paper towels. Mm-hmm. That was the situation.
I just picture Trump just, like, firing it right into people's faces.
Yeah. It's the quicker picker. It's the quicker, thicker, picker upper.
It picks up things the best, okay? It's the best at
picking. Used other paper towels. I spent a lot of money. You're really throwing my budget out of whack with these paper towels that you didn't ask for.
Oh,
you asked for baby food and diesel fuel.
Right.
We'll soft things up. Let's see. Oh, there's weird controversy right now about countries buying missile defense systems because it's really hip to buy a missile defense system right now. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why people are feeling like they need to defend themselves from missiles all of a sudden, but a bunch of countries are buying missile defense systems and they're getting like incompatible ones and it's like all controversial. Like one country, I think it's one near India or maybe it was India, was like, oh, we're going to get this British one, then we're going to get this American one. We're just getting the Russian one. And we're like, what? I thought you were our buddies. It's not going to run our software. We're not going to be able to talk to the Russian one.
Oh,
and
man.
Then, so I think now this is going to be all mixed up and twisted around, but it's about the concept. If you want to double check this at home. But I think like Emirates bought an American one and someone near them bought a Russian one. So people, it's like the Mac versus PC war across the pond about systems. Missile defense systems. Yeah.
I love it.
Everyone's missile defense system is going to be like with a different file format. People are going to need like third-party software between operating systems. There's going to be a big tech sector to make missile defense systems talk
Can
to
I
each other.
Can I run this on a Mac?
Like, no, this is Russian missile defense. Missile defense system. That's my Russian accent. Isn't that delightful?
It's perfect.
So, that cracks me up. Missile defense systems, not compatible. Didn't think that was going to be an issue. I talked about... Okay, this is a good place to wind down as far as news goes, because from the Vegas perspective of the shooting thing, there's a lot of details that you wouldn't know, and I never knew being not in any town where something like this has happened before, a tragedy on this level, what it does to a geographical area. Like, all of the neon signs, all the LED signs, I should say, that are not neon, they're LED... Anyway, all up and down the strip for days have just been all black with just one message. Something like hashtag Vegas strong or pray for Vegas.
Yeah.
Or whatever that group of people owning that group of casinos wanted to say about it. But that's weird. Like the mass shutdown of a lot of the revelry. And it really does make any ads on LED screens feel like awkward at this point. Like, even putting half of the ad part text on the banner for today's episode, I, like, left a lot of text off. It just felt weird.
Yeah.
But most of all, there's not enough reporting about how Metro caught the guy in, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was really... Yeah, they isolated, like, where it was coming from, and they got there really quick.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it would be from the muzzle flash, but I think everyone knows this at this point, but the smoke detector... The fact that that casino was advanced enough that it could pinpoint which room
mm-hmm.
by the smoke detector system, which isn't the case in like an older, not as kept up casino or building. So advanced smoke detector told him which room. He wasn't expecting the muzzle flash to set off the smoke detector.
Yeah.
He had an escape plan. So that puts off some of the theories too.
Yeah, he had cameras all over the place and shit so he could monitor.
Yeah, the fact that he had a plan to get out of that and live through that boggles my mind. And also, most of all, I just like props to Metro. Straight up, Metro Police. We have like people talk about LAPD, or especially in the wake of 9/11, NYPD being all great and stuff. Our PD caught this guy so quick; he would have killed hundreds more people. He had everything available to cause so much more death if our kick-ass cops hadn't got to him really fast.
It's pretty crazy.
So, mad props to law enforcement, and that's my main. Send off.
This time.
Yeah. That was a pretty tough law enforcement-y sound.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that was the greasy thing where we did a show. Thank you so much for, living through it with us. Yeah. Thanks for...
No!
Yeah. Thanks for, like, understanding that it's hard to do entertainment when, like... Nasty stuff happens,
but crazy.
We all gonna have fun anyway. So go do fun stuff anyway.